People love what's going on in the morning with Mark on CYY.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
You made my day, bro.
You're awesome in the morning. I love it. And I like hearing your voice.
You're a hot shit. I like you. You're doing a good job, mister.
You certainly are, CYY.
It's you and Mark in the CYY Morning Show. Show.
That's what we need in the morning.
WCYY with Collective Soul. It's the morning show with Mark. Over at our Facebook page, Alicia is looking for some Perfect Circle. We can do that up. Can also give away tickets for events and stuff too. I do that as well. That's coming up in a bit. Plus, we'll talk about beauty, how it doesn't really mean everything. It's the CYY Morning Show on your radio. Yeah, 94.3 WCYY. Music from a Perfect Circle for Alicia on our Facebook page. There you go. More tickets to give away for UFC. They don't even go on sale till tomorrow. We got them. UFC coming, bring it back to Maine. Been a long time, huh? They're going to do it up in Bangor in August. So listen, I'll get tickets to give away in just a little bit. Plus, our good friend Spencer, Albie, Zach Jones. Those guys are doing it up at Port City Music Hall. Another week or so, kicking off our summer camp. Collectively, all the music events, Fast As, Rocktopus, Spencer and the School Spirit Mafia, bands that the two of them have been in together. So that's cool. Give away those in just a little bit as well. Spizzy Spose will be in tomorrow. Got a great Seize the Deal tomorrow. Smitty Cinemas, we love that. I go to the movies much times every month. About those big recliners, all kinds of food, killer picture and sound. Four locations for Smitty's around here too. We have Seize the Deal tomorrow. 50% off. You can get $50 in gift certificates for just $25 to any of the Smitty's locations. Now summer's coming. School's getting out today. A lot of kids getting out of school. Hey, folks, parents, you're going to go to the movies with your kids this summer. Trust me, the summer will not go by without an animated film being released to earn your business. So scoop these up tomorrow. Don't be foolish. Smitty's Seize the Deal tomorrow at 8:30, all right? So the Miss USA crowned. She is from Nevada. I don't know if you've seen Nia Sanchez, pretty gal. But with that title, you know, you're supposed to bring a little bit more to the table, right? It's supposed to be like a full package, pretty much, right? Well, she's on radio down in New York City recently, and she was asked to name the capital of Nevada. Because, you know, before winning Miss USA, she was Miss Nevada, by the way, too. And she could not come up. Carson City, Nevada. How about that? She was Miss Nevada and couldn't come up with the capital of the state that she represents, and then she won the Miss USA, and she didn't. Oh boy, she said. You know, once they told her, she said, "Oh, thank you. I was going to say that. I was thinking it was that DJ host on MTV back in the day. His name. That's how I always remembered it. Carson Daly guy. That's how it made me remember it." Or probably you should remember it because you're one of the big representatives of your state. She's got these things, but she doesn't have... So here's what I think. I think, quite honestly, I think she needs to be stripped of her Miss Nevada title, don't you? Come on. There's no call for that. You know, because when it comes down to your Miss whatever things, you're more concerned with, you know, their, you know, mathematics skills and, you know, if they can do, you know, times tables and, you know, if they can speak four languages. That's really, really what matters most, isn't it? Hey, come on, you should at least know the state capital of where you're living. And what's ours again?
It's the CYY Morning Show with Mark Curto.